So I have two fabulous soup and sandwich combos for yourself and some recipes that I think that the listeners will love as well. Starting with a grilled cheese sandwich with garlic, mushrooms, and bacon. So this is absolutely delicious. You're right. It's perfect winter comfort food. And uses one, I love mushrooms, and I think you're a fan of mushrooms too, right, Kev?
Absolutely, I am.
Excellent. So great thing with mushrooms is they're not only delicious, and not only do you and I both enjoy them, but they've got copper, potassium, fiber, vitamin D, which I think we all need a bit of bit extra vitamin D this time of year. So for this recipe, we're going to saute some cremini mushrooms with a little garlic and butter, oregano, some chili pepper flakes if you wish, and you're going to deglaze a pan with a little bit of balsamic and then add some salt and pepper. So you've got this beautiful, amazing mushroom mixture. And then from there, we're just going to assemble like a regular grilled cheese. So a neat thing with this recipe is you can use butter to, you know, slather on your slices of bread, or you can use mayonnaise for like a real rich flavor, right? Which just kind of like ups the flavor of this grilled cheese. So you slather either the butter or the mayonnaise on your bread of choice. I like to use the sourdough. And then you add those sautéed mushrooms and some Swiss cheese and some mozzarella cheese. Some mozzarella cheese and some grated aged cheddar. But really, if you had Swiss cheese, you could use that as well. And you're also going to add some bacon. So bacon, mushroom, and cheese, Kev.
Come on.
And then we're going to grill that off. And you've got this amazing, delicious grilled cheese sandwich that's perfect for a weeknight supper. And it pairs well with really any soup.
It sounds amazing.
Yes, it certainly does. And speaking of mushrooms, I'm going to pair this with mushroom soup au gratin. And so, you know, if you've got some leftover mushrooms from your grilled cheese, you can whip up this twist on a French onion soup. So it's, you know, all of the same ingredients as a French onion soup, more or less, but you're adding some sautéed mushrooms in there as well. And I have all the recipes up on my website, but you can also go to mushrooms.ca for both of these recipes and more amazing recipes that use Canadian mushrooms. And then you top that soup with some croutons and some cheese of choice, put it under the broiler, and it's just a perfect soup and sandwich mushroom combo.
That does sound absolutely fantastic.
So delicious. Do we have time for a couple more?
Yeah, you know what? Give me two more.
Excellent. Okay, so I know last week we talked about tuna, but I'm going to talk about tuna again because it's such a great pantry staple. And these are my lemon walnut tuna melts. So in a bowl, you're just going to add some tuna, some mayonnaise, some grated lemon zest and juice, some chopped up walnuts just for some crunch, some green onions, chopped fresh herbs. But again, I've got all the recipes up on my website. And then you're going to stir in some grated cheese to the tuna mixture. And if you didn't have tuna, you could use chopped cooked chicken and or a can of salmon. Stir it all together. Place this mixture onto your buns, into the broiler it goes, and the cheese melts throughout this tuna melt. So it's absolutely delicious. Again, a great weeknight supper and or like afternoon lunch, you know, after a day of tobogganing or skating or shoveling the driveway. And then that tuna melt pairs well with my apple and rutabaga soup. This one is delicious. It's just a matter of chopping up a rutabaga, which is like a great root vegetable, and it holds well up in your pantry. So you're going to chop up a rutabaga with some apple, saute it down with some onions and some maple syrup and dried herbs, cover it with some vegetable stock, bring it up to a boil. And then when the rutabaga is fork tender, so about maybe 20 minutes later, you're going to add in some minced ginger and some garlic and salt and pepper. You're going to puree it all up, and you've got this beautiful rutabaga and apple soup that pairs well with the tuna melt, and or you can mix and match the sandwiches and the soups that I've talked about.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you, Kev. Yeah, too bad we didn't live closer, and I could have you over for a soup and sandwich lunch.
Well, it would be nice to get a soup and sandwich combo somewhere.
Well, yours truly can always help you out, Kev.
100%. Now, if people are looking for those recipes, Char, where do they find them in your, like, how do they get your cookbook?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, charmingbroughton.com, for a link to all of the recipes that I chatted about today. And my cookbook is available in Stratford at Fanfare Books at 92 Ontario Street. And folks can also find me on Instagram as well, Charmaine Broughton.
Speaking of your Instagram, my coworker Kate got extremely excited when you followed her back on Instagram.
Oh, well, I was very happy when I... When she reached out to me, so I was just as happy to follow her as I saw her following me.
Now she's blushing because she's all embarrassed.
Anytime she wants to have a chat with me, I'm all hers.
Ah, fantastic, Char. And you can find all of her information up at mystratfordnow.com. Char, thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, Kev.